Hey there, welcome to First Five. If you're looking for encouragement, you came to the right place. Let's dive in. All right, let's start off the pod today by being a little honest with one another. Can I be honest with you? Over the last few weeks, I have found myself several times feeling out of control. As a matter of fact, I'll say it this way. Over the last few weeks, I have found myself several times losing control. Emotionally more than anything else. And I'll tell you what the culprit was. I'll tell you why I feel like it happened is because I was buckling under the pressure and the weight of people's expectations of me and their feelings toward me. I was buckling under the pressure and the weight of feelings of people's feelings toward me and expectations of me. And I found myself in this position where I'm losing control emotionally, frankly, because I have lacked self-control. I've lacked the ability to be able to control my own emotions because of being overwhelmed by the emotions of others. Have you ever found yourself in a position like this before? Where you your self-control game is at an all-time low because you are under the weight of other people's expectations and emotions towards you, so much so that it affects the way in which you respond. Listen, if that's you today, I want to do my best to relinquish you of that control. Relinquish you of that control. Now, self-control is important to have, but I want to relinquish you from the control of other people's emotions and expectations of you. Now, what that doesn't mean is that you don't have a healthy sense of self-awareness. Like, that doesn't mean that you are unaware of self. If there are things in your life, in your character, in your personality that you need to fix, take some time to think on those things. Take some time to meditate on those things. Take some time to take those things to wise counsel. But beyond that, if you have found a sense of self-awareness and you are authentically living who you feel as who you feel like you should be, then I think it's incredibly important for you to relinquish control of other people's expectations of you. Other people's emotions toward you. I had a friend that told me this one time years ago, and I've just held on to it. This phrase right here, it's so simple and it's so sweet, but it's so good. You are only in charge of your response. I'm gonna say that again. You are only in charge of your response. You are not in charge of other people's response toward you. You are not in charge of people's emotions or the expectations that they place on you. You are in charge of your response and your response only. You are only in charge of your response. That is what you can control. And when you choose to exercise self-control in your life, you relinquish others from the expectations that you've placed on them to treat you in a certain way, to talk to you in a certain way. That doesn't mean that that gives people permission to talk to you any type of way and be however mean they want to be toward you, but you get to choose how you respond. When somebody comes to you with anger or upsetness in their heart, when a boss comes to you and says something in a certain way to you that triggers you, when a family member says something to you that cuts you deep, you are in charge of your response. You do not have to buckle under the weight or the pressure of people's expectations of you or their feelings and emotions toward you. You get to respond in grace and in kindness and in truth and in love. That's what you get to do. You have the opportunity to choose your response. And my hope for you is that your response, our response collectively, would be something that is loving, that is gracious, that is honoring of the person on the other side, because we know that every person that we encounter is facing some type of battle that we have no idea what it is. And so if that is the case, if battles are being faced on a daily by all of us, if we are all in this human experience together, trying to make it, trying to journey through life, then it is in our best interest to treat one another with love and kindness and grace and be honoring of one another, even if the other person may not be honoring of you. That's a high call. That's a high bar. I'm completely aware. But when you lack the self-control, when you begin to get out of control emotionally, when you begin to find yourself in a state in which you are just angry and filled with rage and bitterness, and that's your response to the way in which people have treated you or come to you, or the expectations that they've placed on you, you find yourself in a position, frankly, of vulnerability. There's this proverb that I've been thinking about. It says, a man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls. A man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls. What does that mean? When you lack self-control, you find yourself in a vulnerable position. When you've allowed someone's expectations of you or someone's emotions toward you to penetrate the walls of your heart, you are left bleeding out, vulnerable, and out of control. And when you are left in a vulnerable position and when you are left in a position in which you are out of control, you will act outside of your character, outside of who you know you should be. This is why this comes back to this level of healthy self-awareness. You have to be self-aware enough to know when it is time for you to exercise self-control. You have to be self-aware enough to know when it is time for you to exercise self-control. That when someone comes to you in a certain way, in a certain manner, when they feel some type of way, when they're talking to you any type of way, you get to choose your response. You are only in charge of your response, and you get to choose how you respond to them. Will you respond in anger? Will you respond in rage? Will you respond in frustration? Or will you respond in grace? And will you respond in truth? And will you respond in love? There is a choice here in the matter. And far too often over the last few weeks, I have chosen violence. But you don't have to live that way. We don't have to live that way. What does it look like for us today to live a life that is full of self-control, that has relinquished others from the control of needing to control their expectations and controlling their emotions toward us? What does it look like for us to fully embrace self-control and relinquish control of others' emotions and expectations on us? What does it look like for us to be in control of our response? Because that is the only thing that we can control: how we respond, how we react. Just because we're stimulated in a certain way doesn't mean we have to give a negative response. So what does it look like for you and I to live a life today where we're not so easily triggered, where we're not left vulnerable and bleeding out, but that responsibly we would use self-control as a boundary around our heart? Not necessarily a barrier, but a boundary around our heart, so that we can engage in conversation with those we love and those we care about and those we have to coexist with peacefully every single day. What does it look like for you to be in control of your response and your response only? Take some time to think about that today. I'll be thinking about it too, because we're in this journey together. We're walking together, we're learning together, we're growing together, and we're owning our response and relinquishing control of other people's responses. I really hope that encouraged you today. We'll talk soon.